Hey everyone, welcome to the Behind the Scenes podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Audrey.
And on this podcast, we share the messy, honest, unfiltered, and not so curated parts of our life.
Think of this podcast as a bunch of bloopers with some truth bombs sprinkled throughout.
That's right. We're going to be taking you behind the scenes of our daily routines, our social media feeds, and what you may or may not have seen on TV.
We're going to be talking relationships, family, faith, business, basically whatever we are learning about, fighting about, or laughing about lately.
We're going to be sharing our daily life, our struggles, successes, and our roses and thorns from each week.
And we don't want this podcast to just be about us, so we're also going to go behind the scenes with some of the people who inspire us the most.
We hope this podcast feels like you're joining us for a campfire.
Come hang out.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Scenes podcast. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. Glad you're here. Hope you enjoy it. That being said, it's going to be a little bit of a different episode than normal. I'm really excited about it. Got two cool surprises and for you guys. And with that being said, let me frame it up a little bit. So we're going to be answering a couple questions, very specific questions that I personally have been getting a lot. We're going to talk a lot about friendship and discipline and also what Audrey and I do, and just give a little bit more context to what we're doing here and what our goals are and passion is. And with that being said, it leads me immediately to a special guest we have on the show today who I sit next to every single day, and that is Daniel Miketree.
Hey, everybody.
Daniel Miketree, welcome to the show.
Finally.
Finally on the podcast.
I've watched it be made plenty of times, but I've never been on this side of the mic.
Yeah. Yeah. This is your first podcast ever.
It is.
Yeah. So that's super fun. So for those that don't know Dan, he's one of my closest friends. We've been friends since kindergarten.
Yeah.
20-something years.
20-something years.
Yep. And now he works for us full time. This is just a little context. Cambria's been with us. We have our podcast team, Ashley, and now we've got Dan. And so it's super fun just to see our team scale a little bit and grow as we press into the mission that we're doing, that we're building here. And it's really fun to have a really good friend on board.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been fun the last, 6 months or so, kind of surreal being here, but been amazing.
Yeah. So I think it'd probably be good to start just giving folks a little context. Like, who is Dan? What did you do before this? Maybe even what are you interested in?
Yeah, totally. Jer and I, just as far as we know each other, like he said, we've been friends since kindergarten and kind of grown up in a super tight friend group together. And even more recently, just been super close throughout our adult life.
Yeah.
And so it's cool. We've had different moments where we're living in the same city, or Jeremy and Audrey lived in Santa Barbara and LA and Bend for a time. And so we'd kind of always joked about working together. So it's funny how we've ended up here, but we've always also done different things. And so like for myself, before working with Jeremy and Audrey, I was working at Nike's headquarters here in Beaverton, doing digital marketing strategy and kind of just working on that skill set, and then done other things more in the kind of operational and strategic side of things. And weirdly enough, that was kind of a skill set that Jeremy and Audrey had a need for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that kind of came together. And Jeremy, knowing me, my interest has been in sort of the more, I might know the destination, I might know the starting point, but how do we build a way to get there? So very operational. Yeah. And then also just having an affinity, I guess, for discipline and systems. And that kind of starting out from a personal finance, starting block, and then growing into the rest of my life from there.
Yeah, that's a good sum up. So I think Audrey and I, just going off of that, Dan, kind of found ourselves in a circumstance with an opportunity, and we took it. We felt the Lord kind of spurring us, hey, it's time to go use some of these tools that I've given you. And that specifically led us out of the show, which a lot of you guys kind of know that story. And if not, we did a whole podcast on it, why we left the show. that you can go back and listen to. But anyways, Audra and I, we started, I guess, pressing into, you know, what we wanted to do. And we found ourselves, we've always been passionate about relationships, but we found ourselves very specifically passionate about igniting and just finding ways to equip people to live more intentionally. That's something Audrey and I are, you know, we try to do, you know, decently well. We're very passionate about, and whether it be seeking mentorship, finding tools or resources or whatever it is, living intentionally and on purpose doesn't really happen by accident. And so we're big proponents of that. And through our energy and passion, we started building something. And then now we're at the point where, like, okay, like, energy and passion can only carry you so far. You need all the stuff in between. And that's really kind of where Dan came in. And Dan's super gifted in just the goal setting, strategy, operations. Like, how, if you want Z, but you're at A, well, how do you build the rest of the alphabet? And so Dan's really good at that. And so that's context for, I guess, your skill set, what we're kind of doing, and really the value that you're adding here.
And I mean, I think from the outside looking in, and this was me for many years, and I would say now I'm obviously really close to it, but some of you might have heard, like, what we're building and an employee, and it's like, wait, why would you have an employee? Like, why are you building that? I think in our friend group, that was not everyone understood all the time what Jeremy and Audrey were doing, and like what that social media thing was. Or
don't you just play on Instagram all day?
Yeah, that was our favorite quote about what they do.
Yeah.
But it's been interesting to watch, you know, growing up around the show and being on that and kind of an observer of it more so. That was just like part of being friends with Jer and Zach, definitely. And seeing Jeremy and Audrey kind of harness that intentionality and view this opportunity that they inherited and actually seeing it as an opportunity to build a future that they want, using it as a launching pad and seeing, like, influence isn't something that everybody just gets or inherits. That's just their unique scenario.
Yeah.
And so watching them build that over the last 3 or 4 years has been really cool as a friend. And then more recently, I mean, Jer and I have joked for years. I don't know, for 10 years about, we're going to run a business together, we're going to build something together, just because we're friends and we like brainstorming.
Yeah.
But really, in the last couple of years, I started to get, they're actually doing something to help other people and to take things they've learned or experiences they've had and use their platform in a good way. And I actually saw how I could fit into that and be helpful and useful in bringing those same passions to other people. So it's been amazing to see it take form.
Absolutely. I mean,
and praise the Lord. Like, it's been orchestrated from the beginning, you know?
Totally. Praise the Lord. It is kind of a special thing. And that's cool to hear you say, because I would feel like, I do feel that, like, you've noticed and you've watched. And so, you know, I think that really well kind of leads and segues into, like, so what is it? Well, we feel like, you know, where the Lord has us right now is, as Dan mentioned, you know, kind of using this platform and this ability to in turn build tools and resources that just help people live more intentionally, and then also create conversations for people to just be more thoughtful and ask questions.
Yeah.
And so those are the two things I think everything we do kind of hinges on, and the things we would want to have happen, whether it be through, you know, and just to give an example, the podcast and our Instagram channels, like, those are avenues in which we can share our lives, but also hopefully get people to think you know, about things that they might not have thought about, or see a perspective, or whether it be from guests we have on the show or simply topics we cover. That's kind of what we would want to do out of those. And and then on the resources side, you know, like, we're starting to write books. We've got the, you know, A Love Letter Life, which is, you know, more than just a quote unquote cute love story. I think there's hundreds of reviews that kind of, you know, denounce that diminishment of it.
Well, and as a quick side note to that, on A Love Letter Life specifically, like, as an employee, it would be the right thing to read it also, right? As their friend.
Yeah.
But, like, in all honesty, and I've said it to Jer before, that's why I feel comfortable saying it, but, like, I did not expect it to be a very good, like,
I didn't
expect it to be, like, a well-written, thought-out book, because I'm like, I don't, my friends can't write books, right? Like, they're cool. I love them and they're incredible, but, like, come on, this is a book. Like, not everyone can just churn out a book. And so I remember starting for them. They told us about it and like really proud of them, of course. But I'm like, I'll read it and like be encouraging and all of that. Yeah. But like,
but bless
it,
them.
Yeah, bless them. That's cute. Bless their heart. But it like really was a pretty incredibly well thought out book and
thanks, Dan.
Really just useful. I mean, it was helpful, I think, for my marriage as well as other people I know in relationships that are family members or close. Like the amount of feedback I got unsolicited from people that knew that these were my friends. I mean, I was impressed. I'm still impressed by it. And I think for me, even it was a good affirmation of like, this is a mission worth getting behind. And this is Jeremy and Audrey living out their convictions and trying to help other people do the same. Yeah. So if you haven't read it, that is my unashamed but somewhat critical review of The Love Letter Life.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, that I. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah.
So that being said, you know, that book was definitely a big, it is one of the things that, you know, we put out there just to see how, and it went well. Yeah. And it's more than, as Dan, again, thank you for that, just said, like, it's more an acute love story. Like, we really thoughtfully put a lot into it. And it's actually more of a prescriptive memoir than it is just a memoir of our love story. Like,
totally.
There are elements in it, you know, that we feel are tried and true. And then, you know, there's the marriage. Also, we got more books coming. We got two more books coming, you know, down the line that we're working on. We got the marriage journal. We've got...
The marriage journal, just for those that don't know.
Good call.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked on that, helped them work on it since I've been here. But it's a cool resource in that if you don't want to start with the love story and the history side of it, it's such an amazing thing because it's a neutral resource that's 6 weekly questions and kind of a topical devotional, but it really gives you and your spouse like a rhythm to actually communicate and grow with each other.
Totally.
Also something that I have use personally to get there with.
Yeah. Yep. So that's one of the tools. And we've got, that's a good breakdown. We've got lots of other ideas for more tools and resources, you know, on the docket that we're currently working on.
Yeah.
And so again, that's kind of as Audrey and I decided, or not decided, as Audrey and I started to contemplate, you know, like, hey, like, where are we going to go with this? It just made sense to bring someone in that can fill in the middle ground that we're not necessarily that good at. And so that lands us where we're at today.
Yeah, which is, and I mean, that's not even Jer's exhaustive list.
True.
Sometimes when we recount what we do, we forget like half of it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot. And like, I mean, always more is such a cool thing to excite people and just get people rallied around the mission of the more that's within them through Christ and really Audrey's like mantra for her entire life.
Yeah.
Starting in sports and then working its way through each phase.
Yep.
And then even watching, I mean, it's cool to see like, Jer released presets a couple weeks ago for photos, which I didn't know what a preset was 3 months ago. And you might not either, but like, I'm like, man, how does like, his feed look so cool on Instagram? And why do my photos with my like XC Pro filter on Instagram not look very good?
Yeah.
But that's like a passion project for you, which is cool to do that too.
Exactly. And as silly as it might sound, presets is a way to be more intentional with your presence online. Like, at bottom line. And so everything we try to do wraps around that intentional. And then oils.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a big part of our life. And Audrey's and my personal shift to really just living healthier and caring about what's in our products and being aware of where things are made all the way to what we're putting on and in our bodies. That whole journey of ours really kind of started with our, with, you know, the use of specifically essential oils, but, you know, all the other rubs and creams and whatever they have. And so that's a big part of our life. And Audrey's very, you know, deep into that. And so that's another thing we do, which again, wraps into being intentional. So yeah, there's a bunch of things. And so again, let's frame this up. That's kind of what we do and what our mission kind of is to help, you know, ignite and equip people to live more intentional lives. That's what we feel like we're called to do right now. And that's what we are doing. And there's many avenues in which we're trying to pursue that, and praise the Lord. It's working so far. And so we're just going to keep pressing in and, that's that.
Yeah. And I think it's cool. I mean, kind of as a segue to the next piece of this is, like I said, I don't think any of us thought that I would probably be here right now, but, Jer and I have been friends for forever, and knowing Audrey since they got together, we formed a friendship, which is cool too. And it's like the number one question when I started working with Jeremy and Audrey is like, ooh, how's that new work trial going?
Because
everyone's like, it's weird working with your friends that you've known 20 years. Like, that's going to crash and burn, but it's cute that you would try that, which I get, by the way. Like, it is.
It has
crash and burn. It's a unique, hard thing. And, like, we, thankfully, we've been intentional about our relationship and friendship, Jer and I, for so long that, like, we can deal with conflict. We can deal with misunderstandings or bad expectations.
Also, sorry to jump in, but for two males, we are extremely healthy communicators.
Yeah.
You and I, for some reason, we just,
after lots of work.
After lots of work, but we communicate at a level that I don't think I communicate with a lot of other people, anyone else.
So. Yeah, same here, which is cool. And I think, like, that for us has been a good testament to our friendship. And and just in this week, I think, like, a week or two ago, Audrey had her 10-year high school reunion. And I think a lot of you guys probably saw, but, like, Audrey's had the same group of 7-8 friends, the God Squad,
Been
known.
Yeah.
for like her whole life, which when Jeremy and Audrey started dating, we were like, wait, there's more of us out there?
Yeah.
Because we thought we were, and we were, like,
that we
were
knew.
Unique
yeah.
that we had the same group of, you know, friends for such a long time. And then our high school reunion's coming up in a week. And it's just been amazing to reminisce over, like, we have all, through Jeremy's friend group and Audrey's friend group and all of us in it, we've all been close friends and maintained that not only through high school and through the college years and getting married, but into having kids and figuring out our careers.
Special.
It's really special. And I think it's worth talking about too, because correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, a lot of people ask you about that, right, Jer?
Yeah, totally. That's great, Dan. Going right off of that, Audrey posted a photo to her Instagram 2 weeks ago or something, and it gained a lot of attention. And because a lot of people who've read our book have questioned about our friend group. And then Audrey posted this Instagram, it's got a lot of attention. And so actually for the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to kind of dive into friendships, and we're actually going to have our friends on the podcast. And so it's going to be a really fun series where we just talk about friendship, what works, what hasn't, just the dynamics and Enneagram numbers and all the things that kind of go into lifelong friendships and how to build them, keep them, and explore those. And so I think it's going to be a really fun little mini series we're going to do.
Yeah.
And it's something that's needed, because finding community, as we know firsthand, is not just the most needed thing for the human soul, but also probably the most difficult thing to actually acquire. And I'm not saying, like, we all have perfect communities, because a lot of us are friends, but not in community together, you know? And even Audrey and I, like, we've had our struggles and stuff. But the idea of just having friends that you can kind of walk alongside with is a special thing. And so, we thought we'd talk about it. That leads us into, I guess, part two of this podcast, which was going to be kind of the two big questions that I've been getting asked a lot lately. That is the table build. I have not really talked about it on the podcast here, but I figured, hey, we don't have Audrey today. This would be a perfect time.
The table.
To talk about the infamous table.
The
problematic, infamous, never ending, almost done.
Quick project
table. And then intermittent fasting, because that's something that I've been doing for a year and a half now, and I love it. So I was going to give a little context to that. So the table was supposed to be a quick little project. We don't really have a good one at the conference table. It's the one we're sitting at right now. It's all busted. You can't lean on it because it tilts up. And so I was like, oh, I'll build a new table. I like building projects. And at the time, I really needed, like, a vent, an outlet, something to do that wasn't work related. So I was like, okay, I'm going to tackle a first time epoxy build. But instead of making, like, a coaster or something, I decided to make
an 8-foot conference
table. 8-foot conference table.
Of course, yeah, makes sense.
With a 130-year-old piece of white oak, which is beautiful. Yeah. And I can't believe I risked that first table.
It's very Jeremy Roloff of you.
Maybe that's it, yeah. So, and it almost didn't turn out. And honestly, it's still not here, so we don't know. Who knows what could happen on the way home. But it is done. It's just waiting to get picked up. That's kind of where it's at right now. It's been a project. We left town for a little while, then we came back and humidity had bent the table. Then I went through this process of figuring out how to correct the bend in it, the cupping, and some professionals on Instagram were like, dude, that is unfixable. But anyways, it ended up flattening out. and got sealed just last week. And then we had to wait the weekend. And now I'm just waiting to go pick it up, put the legs on, and it's here.
I almost don't believe it.
I know.
I mean, I do because I've watched it, but.
Yeah. There are people online saying the same thing. They're like, yeah, right. At this point, we'll see it when we see it.
You're really stringing people along.
Totally. Got to build the narrative.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the update on the table.
Yeah.
Health.
Health.
Intermittent fasting. It's kind of all the rage now. Well, I guess it was.
It's gotten popular.
It's gotten pretty popular. A lot of people know what it is. I will say real quick, like health is one of those things. It's very individualistic. A lot of people try to lump it into like, hey, my diet works for me, so it's the diet that works, you know? And I think health's a little bit more specific than that to the person. Like, Dan, what do? You don't intermittent fast.
I've done lots of different health things for short periods that, you know, probably more of a discipline issue than the actual program working. But yeah, I, for what, a couple months now, I've been doing plant-based whole food eating mainly to try to help me with some health issues. And that's been going really well for me. I feel really good. I've lost like,
you look good,
40 pounds or something. And it's been good, but
which
like you
said,
yeah, it is.
I mean, you're a beefier guy, a bigger guy.
Beefier is the word I would use for sure.
Yeah. But like, that's a lot of extra unnecessary weight that.
And it definitely weighs a lot on you day to day. It changes how you play with your kids, how you get up in the morning or go to bed or walk up flight of stairs or whatever.
Yeah.
But having done a lot of that too, I agree. Like it, doing something that's not going to work for you is never going to be a good plan, no matter what the circumstance, but health specifically.
Yeah.
And you have to feel comfortable with what you're doing, the results it's providing, and you know, any of the evidence behind it that you choose to follow.
Yeah, totally. And it reminds me too, like, you know, you've been doing this for a while, for a couple months. I've been doing intermittent fasting for a year and a half. And I think one thing about health that's super important, and this was, we were just in Salt Lake City talking, and Sarah, this she's a nutritionist and went to school and, you know, health coach and all that stuff. She's on Audrey's Oils team. And she said something that I thought was really good. A lot of people pursue these health ventures that have an end line, like these 30-day, 60-day, or just these like random health. And those can be good. And sometimes they can jumpstart it. But she, specifically with her clients, tries to pursue these like lifestyles where it's
totally.
Like, you know, you don't need like the quick fix, the Band-Aid, the don't, you know, like, for example, not drinking alcohol for a month would be a good cleanse to do. And then you can go back to, you know, drinking alcohol if you want. But as far as the diets go and the health goes, it's usually more beneficial to pursue something that actually has like a lifestyle behind it, because it's something that you can maintain.
Yeah.
If you pursue something you can't maintain, you know, that's exactly the problem. It doesn't really maintain.
Well, and it's a short-term, you know, goal ahead of you that's only going to yield short-term results. Whereas if you have a lifestyle discipline change, you're actually going to reap exponential benefits forever, right?
Yeah.
Totally. Which is hard to do, but I mean, totally worth the journey, especially with something as all-encompassing as health.
Yes. And to the degree that it is harder, to the degree that it will be more beneficial.
For sure.
And just compound definitely. Interest. Yeah. So that just, you know, back to intermittent fasting, it's basically a practice. I do the 8-16-8 time frame model where, so I don't eat for 16 hours, then I eat within an 8-hour eating window, and that's from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. So that's within those hours, I have all my calories I eat, and then I let my body rest from 10 p.m. all the way to 2. So I don't eat breakfast, and I eat a late lunch, basically.
Yeah.
I miss breakfast.
Yeah. Well, you like breakfast.
I love breakfast.
Yeah.
Food. And so usually I try to eat breakfast around 2.
Jared, and I can attest to this, being that I've spent like most of the last 6 months every day with Jared. He literally won't eat till later. Sometimes he waits until like 4 because we're in the middle of something and he forgets to eat. But like, he's super consistent about it, which has been cool to see, because that's not been me typically. But Jared, like, I'm new to intermittent fasting. I only know about it mainly because of you. That's what sparked it. And you just kind of explain what it is. But like, why did you do that? Or do you feel like there's been benefits from it that like keep you doing it? Because it's been a while.
Totally. So yeah, that's a good question. So I feel like for me, I'm not a very disciplined person. And I've kind of always been shoot from the hip, do what I want when I can, when I want type thing. But as I've started to get a little older, specifically almost 30, I've noticed my body just doesn't, it's not as forgiving as it used to be.
Yeah.
And then there were other areas in my life that I needed discipline.
Yeah.
And I just remember, it's actually Audrey's brother, Jack Bodie. He was doing it. And I was like, dude, you're looking good. So he turned me on to a couple guys that are doing it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. And so I started. And then from that discipline, just that committed discipline, I started like reading the word. I started waking up earlier.
Yeah.
I started reading the word every day. And other areas of my life fell in line, and I started becoming more disciplined across the board.
Yeah.
And Audrey started noticing some changes, and I just felt healthier and better. And my body became, you know, forgiving again. And I think it's because, again, one of the major things about intermittent fasting is you give your body time and your gut time to heal. And I think the food industry is a whole podcast on in its itself.
We won't dive too deep there.
Yeah, I won't dive too deep there. But so Dan, to answer the question, I think it was just multifaceted rewards and results that kept me doing it. And then I just said, hey, I actually like this lifestyle, so I can keep doing it. And that was the point I made with Sarah.
Yeah, you can do it long term. And I think the discipline thing is like, I've noticed that in different things. You and I have had, I don't know, 10,000 hours worth of conversations about this and 100 campfires about it. But
yeah,
I think discipline, like health is, again, it's all encompassing, and discipline is something you need to do to keep it up beyond like a 30-day diet or a I want to lose 10-pound diet. If you're really looking to benefit your lifestyle, you learn this practice of discipline, and that doesn't end with your health journey. You watch it infiltrate other areas of your life that are messy and need it, and being able to kind of leverage that skill set and seeing it not as a singular thing is huge. I've noticed that with you too. And I think like, man, the health benefits for sure are awesome when you're doing a health routine. Mm-hmm. But if you can actually learn the benefits of discipline in every area of your life, that's massive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a game changer.
Which is something, Dan, for those that don't know Dan, you know, Dan's the most disciplined guy I know.
Well, thanks.
I mean, not just, you know, specifically in finances and goal setting, like Dan's a goal setter. He's a systems.
Big time.
One of the reasons, like the skill set Dan has and the reason he's sitting across the table from me right now and every day is because Dan's got these disciplinary goal setting skill sets that Aj and I aren't trained in, let's say, that the skill sets that we lack, and specifically financially. I mean,
yeah, that's, well, I mean, like you said, with dieting, for me, we went through a journey years ago, me and my wife, of getting out of debt and kind of the whole Dave Ramsey thing for anyone who's familiar with him.
Yeah.
And that for me, we saw as fixing a financial problem, which also is kind of all encompassing with most people's lives. But really through it, we learned a process of discipline, intentionality, and goal setting. And that has carried over to literally every area of our life when we choose to give it attention.
Yeah.
And it's been cool to see people find a similar median in different, you know, different practices.
Yeah, totally. It's like it's like following the Lord in the sense that like you decide to do one thing, but then it ends up literally encompassing everything. And it's not to equate following the Lord with like managing your finances or eating healthy, but my point is it's this thing you decide to do, and then because of that discipline and that commitment and that obedience,
there's a ripple effect.
There's a ripple effect of your life, totally,
for sure.
Yeah, and speaking of disciplines, reading is another discipline that we both have taken up recently and challenged each other on.
Yeah.
And guys, this is the Dan and I are gonna share the most recent book that we've both read, and then give you guys a free book. So, Dan.
Yeah.
What's your most recent book?
Yeah, the most recent book I read, and I actually listened to it on Audible because I drive a lot and I love listening to books that way. I try to do a bit of both, but I listened to a book called Everyday Millionaires, which is a catching title for sure, but it is from the Ramsey Solutions Group by Chris Hogan, and it basically studies the habits. It's the largest U.S. study ever of millionaires, of 10,000 of them, and it studies their habits. It's nuts. It's super fascinating. And the whole goal is to study their habits, study what they do, not what people think and kind of the anecdotal things that we hear about millionaires and wealthy people, but actually looking at like how they live their lives, how they choose to spend their time, basically everything that they do. And so it breaks that down, and me being a being interested in finance as a topic, but also in the math side of it, seeing them take that data and then pull out points and actually give you applicable things to take was super interesting. And spoiler alert, they're super disciplined, capable people that are really intentional. And so for me, that was encouraging, and also just really interesting if you're a personal finance nerd at all, or if you believe that emulating people that are where you want to be in the future is a good practice, you would probably enjoy this book.
Yeah. It's probably a book based on Dan's recommendation I'm going to read next. So my book I've been reading the C.S. Lewis Space Trilogy. And so I just read Out of the Silent Planet, and now I'm halfway through Paralandra. And then there's That Hideous Strength is the next book. And it's the first novel I've ever read. And what it's doing, why are you smiling, Dan?
I can probably vouch for that.
Yeah, like I only read either apologetics of some kind, like kind of Christian theology or self-helpy type books or business books, you know?
Totally.
This is the first like for fun read, but being C.S. Lewis, I knew I would get that brain stretching kind of, you know, theological bend in it.
Yeah.
And that's definitely shown up in the second one. He's essentially recreated the image of Adam and Eve, you know, on a perfect planet, but he's done it with this person from, or anyways, guys, it is super good. And it's the perspective that it's given me has been really special as I just think on it as I run and work out and do other things throughout the week. It's been a really, really cool brain twist. So if you haven't checked that out, you definitely can do that. Another real quick book that I just listened to is Shoe Dog. It's actually a month ago or something. I finished it.
Yeah.
By Phil Knight, who's the founder of Nike. Dan, I know you've listened to that like
four times before I started working for Nike too, when I worked there.
Six times total.
It's amazing.
It's an amazing book of a journey of one of the world's largest companies. It's a fantastic book.
And yeah.
I think the reader, the voice guy?
Yeah, the guy doing the narrative on Audible is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Oh, it's such a good listen.
Yeah, it's such a good listen. So, guys, speaking of Audible, we can give you guys a free book. We've actually partnered with Audible, and if you use our special link, you can get a free 30-day trial, access to hundreds of thousands of books, and your first download for free. How you do that? You just go to audibletrial.com/rolloff. Again, that's audibletrial.com/rolloff. And it'll just bring you straight to a page, and you just sign up. You get 30 days for free, access to hundreds of thousands of books, and your first download for free. So any of these books, Shoe Dog, Everyday Millionaire, I'm not sure if the C.S. Lewis trilogy is on there, but
could be a good listen, though.
Could be a good listen.
Yeah.
Mere Christianity is on there, a lot of the C.S. Lewis works. Again, that's audibletrial.com/rolloff. So hope you guys take advantage of that. And I think all you need is an email. So there's that. Read more. It's a good practice.
Yeah.
I think this year, I was trying to read a book a month, which was.
Is that it? I thought that was out last year, Jared. You got to raise those goals.
I do. It should be two a month.
Mine was a book a month this year.
I haven't quite done that this month. I think I've read three or four. Which means I'm too short.
You're behind.
Yeah.
You better put it on the goal board.
Pick it back up. Once I finish the Space Trilogy, that's three books.
That's true.
So
you're just compiling. Well, and I can say a quick anecdote for both Jared and I is, other than the required reading in our literature class, of course, that we definitely read every book of, Jared and I definitely didn't grow up reading like at all. And so it's been cool to see, as part of the discipline thing of trying to grow and just get more knowledge and understand new things.
Yeah.
Both of us have definitely had to challenge each other to read. And now we both, I think, enjoy it a lot. We recommend and buy each other a lot of books. And it gives us not only a new perspective, but it's been an awesome thing for our friendship to kind of have shared experiences around that.
Yeah, I would totally agree. And Audible is a great, I mean, if you're not a reader,
But listening you is amazing.
To commute. Audible is a great way to crush some books. It's definitely different than reading. I want to make that clear. Like people think, oh, I read all these books. It's like, no, you listen to those books. That is a different.
We differ on our opinion there, but yeah.
It's the you have read it, but the way your body ingests it, I think, is different than if you were to actually read it. And so there's just two ways of consumption, but they're both great. And I think Audible is the best way to crush some books.
I crush
a ton of books on Audible. So hope you guys take advantage of that. Again, audibletrial.com/rolloff. That's the link to get a free book and a free 30-day trial for Audible. So I think that pretty much concludes today's podcast. Again, guys, this is kind of a weird one, short one. Introducing Dan here. Dan, thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. First podcast ever, everybody.
First podcast ever. Dan has an immense amount of good things to say. And so we're definitely going to have him on here more. Discipline, self-growth, leadership, all the things Dan's very gifted at and has a lot of good things to say. So
thanks.
Excited to bring you on more and share it with people. So
yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, that concludes today. Again, if you enjoyed the podcast, this is a weird one. If you're first time tuning in, this is a little weird one, but I hope it was useful to some capacity. If you guys have been enjoying the podcast, of course, we really appreciate the sharing, and we buy 5 of you coffee every single week. If you share the podcast, just take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram story, tag us, and we pick 5 winners, and we just email you guys a $5 Starbucks gift card. So that's all you got to do to win a $5 Starbucks gift card. 5 of you get to win it every single week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.